Oh, we are Watch With Mothers on Neptune's podcast thing. We're reviewing songs for you, the songs that you did sing. We sent them in to Neptune to see if they'll get on this bit. And now we've had a listen, we can confirm they're a pile of shit.
Hello, listeners to Neptune's Is This Thing On podcast. We are Watch With Mothers from watchwithmothers.net, and yet again, we're here to guide you through the uncharted waters of unsigned bands.
Are there sharks in this water?
Here be sharks in these here waters.
Oh, are they record executive sharks?
Well, I think if only for some of these people.
What, you want them to be eaten by sharks?
No, I'm thinking they wouldn't mind giving a pound of flesh to the razor-sharp teeth of a moneyed record executive.
Oh, right, yeah, fair enough, yeah. So, right, what were we talking... I haven't said hello, have I? Hello?
Hello, I haven't. Hello, everyone.
Hey, there we go. That's that out of the way. So, what are we discussing first today?
I don't know. I'm still quite tired from stretching that shark metaphor. You forced me into that.
Well, sorry about that, but I thought you did quite well.
Thanks. Yes, so we are discussing three songs, and the first of those today is Matthew Neal with That Is All.
That is all. Thank you. Have you written any notes about this?
I've written the following.
Go on then. Whoa, careful.
Sorry about that. Okay, Matthew Neal, That Is All. I've put, chirpy. If it was accompanied by a video containing a puppet parrot, I'd probably buy it off of iTunes. That is all.
That is all. So you think this song would be improved by a parrot?
Maybe a puppet parrot, yeah.
A puppet parrot, so would it have somebody operating the puppet parrot?
Probably Matthew Neal. I'm going with the whole...
Would it be Peter Powell operating the puppet parrot? Would it be Peter Powell or Peter Purvis operating the puppet parrot?
I think Peter Powell operating the puppet papa.
Did you like this then?
Well, as I was saying, I'm going with the whole Sesame Street thing again, because it was all very jang-jang, a-lang-a-lang-a.
A-lang-lang-a-lang-a-lang. We've done that. I agree. I wrote jingly-jangly English gubbins, the bastard baby of Take That's Mark Owen, and that ocean colour scene lot from off of the 90s. Not my cup of tea! And I've underlined that bit.
Yeah, I'm with you on that, but it's chirpy, and I think it has... What's the word? I guess you'd say commercial potential.
I suppose it has pop appeal. I mean, when I say it's not my cup of tea, it's because I like miserable, depressing concept albums from off of the 1970s. So this was never really going to appeal to the likes of me.
No, the place I can ideally see it sitting is, even though they don't make Ground Force or any of those shows anymore...
Wish they still did.
Yeah, I wish they did as well, but I can see it as this kind of insert between scenes in Come Dine With Me or something like that.
Yeah, something like that. It's certainly got pop potential, and obviously, like you say, I would definitely like this a lot more if it had a parrot in it. Say, he was saying, that's all, oh, that is all. And it went, that's bloody all, that's bloody all. Like that, yeah, I definitely like that.
So you're with me on the parrot front?
If Matthew Neal is listening to this, add a parrot into this, saying, well, you know, what a parrot phrase is.
Well, I don't like to paraphrase.
I see what you did there.
What do parrots say? They say...
Yeah, what do parrots say? They say, what do they say?
Pretty Polly.
Pretty Polly? What else?
They say...
Hello! Hello! They say, pieces of eight! Pieces of eight! Like that. So, if you threw in all, you know, the generic parrot phrases such as that, I definitely think you'd be on to, a top 30?
Maybe even top 28.
With the addition of a parrot.
Yeah, because, you know, your average person, your Joe blogs on the street, Joe Public, in Tesco's or Asda, buying this from, you know, just from their supermarket, they love parrots.
Well, he's going to identify with it, with the CD cover, isn't he, if he's got a parrot on the front.
Kids will love it.
Yeah, kids will love it. They'll say, Daddy, can I have that? It's got a parrot on the front. Who's it by? He'll say. It's by Matthew Neal. Oh, what, the parrot fella? Get it.
Yeah, it depends what Matthew Neal looks like, though.
Oh, yeah, that's a point. Well, hopefully, he looks, one leg, tricorn hat, long trench coat, what's that, crutch? That sort of thing?
Yeah, maybe on a galleon.
On a galleon, with a parrot, and Bob's your uncle. You have got a top 28 on your hands. Your big ambitions need just the biggest kind of fall. That is all,
that is all, that is all. And so we move on to number two.
Mm-hmm.
All the way from Iceland, we have Men's Arsins. Men's Arsins with 12 Steps to the Liquor Store.
Hey, Men's Arsins. So, did you like this?
Men's Arsins. To be honest with you, I've got to be frank, I didn't enjoy it that much.
Well, do you want to know what I wrote?
Yeah, go on.
To be honest, if you start your song with the line, "I'm on the outside looking in," you're dangerously close to being on Jimmy Nail territory. And as Mr. Arses goes on to show, not only is he straight onto that territory, he's also strapped on his crocodile shoes and started singing "Ain't No Doubt" in a building site dressed as Spender. Again, Gubbins!
So an Icelandic Spender, you think?
Yeah, I think he is an Icelandic Jimmy Nail stroke Spender stroke Oz stroke the one he was in Crocodile Shoes.
Yeah. Shall I say what I've written?
Go on then.
Acid jazz, whatever happened to that? But the bloke singing sounds like the fella with the saxophone who was like Michael Bolton off of the 80s.
Oh, I used to like Michael Bolton.
No, it's the one who's not Michael Bolton, who was like Michael Bolton.
Who was like Michael Bolton off of the 80s?
With a saxophone.
With a saxophone, what, Kenny G?
No, is that one that sang, "And I wonder why we hold on with tears in our eyes. Oh, I wonder why."
Do you know any more of the lyrics?
Love is a something.
No. Love! And he's got a saxophone, and he's sort of... You want that Baker Street lot, was it?
No,
Sherlock Holmes and the Baker Street Boys. Me underpants. That one.
No, that was a band. This was a one-man show. I can't remember his name.
Well, was it Kenny G?
No, it's close to Kenny G, but it's not Kenny G.
Because I think has Kenny G got a saxophone? Is he?
Is he still alive, Kenny G?
Oh, of course he is, yeah. He's entertaining many a middle American in America as we speak.
So the problem, I think, with Men's Arses is he's Icelandic and they probably speak very fluent English, but they may not have a firm grab on more of the colloquialisms and the little turns of phrases. So I think 12 Steps to the Liquor Store in itself is possibly something of a feeble gag, do you think?
Well, I do, and we don't call them liquor stores, we call them offies.
There's that as well, there's the American inflection, obviously seeing too many American films.
But I mean, you know, to me, I'd have called it nipping down the offie.
Nipping down the offie.
Yeah, I'm just a nipping down the offie for a bag of booze. How about you? I'm going there too, thank you.
And I couldn't give a toffee for what you gonna do, because I'm going down the offie for two.
For some booze. Yeah, that'd have been better, actually. I mean, if Men's Arses is listening, all you need to do is just add a few more lyrics to that lot, call your song Nipping Down the Offie, and Bob's your uncle. I think you've got a surefire hit on your hands.
Bang.
Bang. In the bang. Ooh, what have you done, Jack? Giving me the chill. I'm going back to
re-up and I'll send you the bill. That's right, there I'm one. And having dispensed invaluable advice to Men's Arses, we now move on to Tim Farrell with Rosewood Alley.
Rosewood Alley! What do you think of this?
Let me consult my notes. This is like Blaze of Glory, but then it turns into the theme tune from Degrassi Junior High. This is the best thing we've heard so far doing these podcasts.
Oh, well, I think that's nice. That one nice thing to say.
Yeah.
And it's nice that you've just included me in that with your wee, without consulting me first.
No, well, we've listened to them together. That's indisputable.
Oh, right, I see. So you're going from that angle. You're using English?
Yeah, I'm not corrupting the language in any sense, so
you're
move on.
You're using English as a weapon against me. Do you want to know what I have written?
I think we all would like to hear that.
OK, never mind Rosewood Alley. This should be called On Our Way to Rosemary Fair. I can imagine no less a duo than Paul Simon and his friend Mr. Garfunkel wandering the country lanes, looking for spiders and other hedgerow fauna, as they wend their way towards a lovely English village, there to partake of the real ales available at the Rosemary Fair beer tent. It's lovely. Then I put it went on a bit.
Yeah, you're imagining that scenario, and that gives us a little insight into how your mind works, because that is a bizarre little scenario to imagine, isn't it?
Why? As I listen to the lovely bling, blinky, blinky, all that sort of thing that went on, that you can hear behind us at the moment, all that lovely slidey finger stuff on an acoustic guitar that you used to get a lot in folky albums, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. As I thought of Summer Days, England, Corn Crakes. You know what they are?
Corn Crake?
Yeah.
Is it a sort of bird?
It's a sort of bird, yeah. Turning wheels, essentially the lyrics of They'll Always Be in England. But it just meant, you know, is this man American?
His name's Tim Farrell. It sounds quite English.
It sounds, well, yeah, if he is English, then, you know, congratulations, sir. To me, you conjured up England to me with this song. I thought it was lovely. It reminded me of country lanes, village streets, Tizer, bombing.
Well, to me, you see, that's odd, because both of my reference points, if you'll think back, were from the US of A. So, firstly, we had Blaze of Glory, which, I don't know, maybe me saying it sounds a bit like Blaze of Glory might be undoing my praise, but I'm a big fan of that John Bon tune.
Of Bonjolus John Viculus.
John Bon Jov.
John Bon Jovulus Bon Viculus.
Down, get down, get dick, get dick, get down, down, get down, get down, get dick, get dick, get down, down. Pound it down,
down, down, pound it down, down, down. How's it go?
Then it goes, I'm going down. Bumper, dumper, 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 blaze of glory.
John, he used to work on the docks. Yeah, I don't know how the fuck you got Bon Jovi out of this.
Well, listen to the opening again. It is a bit Blaze of Glory, Bad Medicine.
What, the bling, 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 and then tinkle, tinkle, folk music, fingers sliding along, acoustic guitar, lovely country lasers. It's bloody American.
It's very American.
Well, it's not very American because it reminds me of the two American singers, Paul Simon and Arthur Garfunkel, walking along in England looking for spiders. How do you like that?
Has Art Garfunkel got anything to do with the chain restaurant?
Well, Garfunkels, we don't have them up north.
We've got them down south. Does he have a hand in them?
He might have a hand in them. Is it are they vegetarian restaurants?
No, they're very meat-based. But I swear, last time I was there, I found a curly red hair in my lasagna.
A curly red hair?
Yeah, isn't Art Garfunkel? He's got a big, shiny, curly head.
No, it won't be Art's. He had curly blonde hair.
It could have been blonde.
Yeah, well, it could have been blonde. Right, well, I don't... To be honest... Garfunkel strikes me as the kind of individual with his big clown's hair and singing about Scarborough. He sounds like the sort of man that would be a vegetarian, that certainly wouldn't own a chain of meat restaurants.
Okay, well, I'll take your point.
Thank you very much.